Hello, welcome to our program. We're glad you could tune in. Today we conclude this series in the book of Revelation. We'll be looking at Revelation 21 and chapter 22. Have your Bible ready if you can. Conclude our program today in this series, and we'll be in Revelation chapter 21, chapter 22. Again, if you can have your Bible ready, it would be a good thing. This is one of the few places in the Bible where we find about our eternity. There's not a lot about that in the Bible, and we don't need a lot about it because it's not the sweet by and by that we need to be concerned about. It's the nasty now and now, and most of the Bible is written to tell us how to live in that situation. But we're going to take a quick look at it today. Before we do, though, listen to this message and song, My Anchor Holds.
Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I am peaceful, for I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I've an anchor safe and sure that can evermore endure. And it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest sail, O gale, on my bark so small and frail, by His grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. Mighty tides about me sweep, currents lurk within the deep, angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and the tempest rises high. Still I stand the tempest shock, for my anchor grips the rock. Holds.
As we conclude this study in the book of Revelation, we're just going to have a quick overview of chapter 21 and chapter 22. Picked up an outline somewhere along the way over the years, and I'll just share it with you today. First of all, there's going to be a new creation. The new creation is the action or process of bringing something into existence. And it says, John said, I saw, verse 1, a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Now that is the atmosphere around us when it's talking about heaven. And it's talking, of course, about earth. And they'll be brand new. New heaven and a new earth. Then there's a new capital. It says, I saw, verse number 2, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. And then there's a new community. That is a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristics in common. Well, that'll be the believers. And the Bible says that we find in chapter number 21 and verse number 3, John said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Down through the rest of this chapter, we have a detailed information about the place that is called the New Jerusalem and heaven. And then in Revelation chapter 22, we see, first of all, the faithful word of God. He says here in verse number 6, he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. The word of God is accurate. The word of God is authoritative. And the word of God is available. He says in verse number 10, he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, when Daniel wrote about it, God said, seal it up for now. But now, at the end of the age, God says, no, it's available for everyone. So we see the faithful word of God, and then we see the finished work of Christ. It says here in verse number 12, behold, Jesus said, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And then the final word of the Holy Spirit that we have here in the Bible, it says in chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Now we have circulating in our fundamental churches a heresy referred to as Calvinism, which teaches that God brought some people into this world and ordained them that they would go to heaven, and he brought some people into this world and ordained them that they would go to hell. Now, that's not only false doctrine, that is heresy, and that is blasphemy to attack the character of God, to say that he would bring some people in this world and they had no opportunity but to go to hell. That is blasphemy. And it says here, as the Bible concludes, it says, whosoever will come. Not only is there a welcome, but there's a warning. He said in verse 18, I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And then the final word, verse number 20, Jesus said, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So he concludes the Bible with these words, surely I come quickly, even so come, Lord Jesus. Now, in all honesty, can you pray that prayer today? In all honesty, can you say, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus? I wish you would come back today. Now, if you don't want to pray that prayer, why don't you want to pray it? It's very simple. It's one of two things. Number one, you're either not saved, which means you don't want to face Jesus Christ because you're going to end up in the lake of fire. You're either not saved, or if you're a Christian and you don't want to pray that prayer, your heart is not right with God. Why would you not want to see Jesus if your heart was right with him? It's pretty simple. It's very simple. And so one of the reasons we have the apostasy and the mess that we have today is the fact that Christians will not get right with God. If we got right with God, we'd have a revival today, and we certainly don't have a revival. Well, there it is. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Oft times the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride.
Prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
So bravely run.